Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the Divided Brain and the Search for Meaning. Iain McGilchrist delves into the intricate workings of the human brain, drawing on a wealth of research to explore how our cerebral hemispheres shape our perception, thoughts, and cultural evolution. Building on the groundwork laid in his seminal work, The Master and His Emissary, McGilchrist examines the profound implications of the brain's structural asymmetry, arguing that the modern world's malaises can be traced back to an imbalance between the hemispheres. This concise yet thought-provoking essay invites the reader to reconsider the role of the brain in everything from personal relationships to societal structures, offering a unique lens through which to understand the complexities of human experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the dichotomy of the brain. Iain McGilchrist presents a compelling narrative on the divided nature of this brain, emphasizing the distinct roles of the left and right hemispheres. He argues that while the left hemisphere is analytic, language-oriented, and detail-focused, the right hemisphere is responsible for intuition, context, and the overall picture. This dichotomy is not just a physiological observation, but is deeply embedded in how individuals process the world around them, influencing everything from decision-making to creativity. McGilchrist's explanation extends beyond mere neuroscience, linking the brain's structural differences to varying philosophical outlooks, psychological dispositions, and even cultural phenomena. This exploration of the brain's bifurcation lays the groundwork for understanding its broader implications on human behavior and societal development. Secondly, the tyranny of the left hemisphere. McGilchrist argues that the modern world has been disproportionately shaped by the values and cognitive style of the left hemisphere, characterized by a preference for linear, mechanistic, and abstract thinking. This dominance has contributed to a society that values quantification over quality, efficiency over experience, and certainty over ambiguity. He suggests that this left hemispheric bias has led to a reductionist view of nature, an over-reliance on technology, and a detachment from the more holistic, integrative modes of thinking traditionally associated with the right hemisphere. This section of the book delves into the consequences of this imbalance, including environmental degradation, social fragmentation, and a widespread sense of alienation, and argues for a reevaluation of how hemispheric functions influence cultural and societal norms. Thirdly, the relevance of the right hemisphere. In contrast to the tyranny of the left hemisphere, McGilchrist emphasizes the invaluable insights and capabilities the right hemisphere offers, which are often overlooked or undervalued in contemporary society. He explores how the right hemisphere's capacity for empathy, nuance, and the ability to grasp the interconnectedness of things provides a crucial counterbalance to the left's narrow focus. Through examples ranging from art and literature to science and philosophy, McGilchrist illustrates how right hemispheric ways of knowing have the potential to enrich our understanding of the world, fostering a more holistic, relational, and compassionate outlook. This section underscores the importance of nurturing right hemisphere qualities to address the existential challenges facing humanity and to restore a sense of connectedness and meaning in the modern world. Fourthly, the implications for society and culture. McGilchrist extends his discussion to the macro level, investigating how the hemispheric imbalance impacts society and culture. He traces the evolution of Western civilization, positing that shifts towards a more left hemispheric dominance can be correlated with periods of increased rigidity, materialism, and individualism. Conversely, eras that celebrated right hemispheric values often experienced flourishing creativity, social cohesion, and spiritual depth. This section invites readers to reflect on the current cultural zeitgeist, questioning whether the prevailing emphasis on analytical rationality, competition, and technological progress truly serves the well-being of individuals and communities. McGilchrist suggests that a recalibration towards right hemispheric values, such as empathy, interconnectedness, and a reverence for the natural world, could be pivotal in addressing contemporary social, environmental, and existential crises. Lastly, the path to integration. Ultimately, McGilchrist does not advocate for the supremacy of one hemisphere over the other, but calls for a more harmonious integration of the two, recognizing that both are essential for a fulfilled and meaningful existence. This final section provides a hopeful vision for the future, outlining how personal and societal transformation could be achieved through a better balance between hemispheric functions. Through mindful practices, educational reforms, and shifts in societal values, McGilchrist envisions a world where the analytical and the intuitive, the individual and the collective, coexist in a dynamic equilibrium. This integrative approach emphasizes the importance of diversity in thought and action, advocating for a more compassionate, sustainable, and holistic orientation towards living in the world. In conclusion, Iain McGilchrist's The Divided Brain and the Search for Meaning serves as a critical guide for anyone interested in understanding the complex interplay between brain, culture, and society. It is particularly relevant for those in fields such as psychology, neuroscience, philosophy, and education, as well as individuals seeking deeper insight into the human condition. By highlighting the dangers of hemispheric imbalance and the potential for a more integrated future, McGilchrist not only advances our understanding of the brain, but also offers a compelling framework for addressing some of the most pressing challenges of our time. This book can profoundly benefit readers by expanding their perspective on how cognitive processes shape our world, and by providing a roadmap for cultivating a more balanced and meaningful existence. If you would like to support Iain McGilchrist, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.